What's this button do? Whoa!
You are now entering the green world.
From today until the 4th of December, a conference will be held in Queenstown that will look into pest management and how best to protect native species. The event not only brings experts in the sector from Aotearoa, but will also involve Australian experts as well. Tuesday, Waihosera spoke to Dr. Sei Weng Yui, a wildlife ecologist at the Bioeconomy Science Institute, about this week's conference and what to expect.
My name is Sei Weng, and I am a wildlife ecologist at the Bioeconomy Science Institute. I mostly work in the predator space, actually, and recently also getting into some research on deer and wallabies as well. But I'm in the team of wildlife ecology and management, so a lot of the research that our team does is applied research on wildlife management, literally. Yeah, so in this year's conference, I'm going to talk about one of the projects I've been working on the last year and a half, which is trying to estimate cat population densities and also detection probabilities, which is basically how easy or how challenging it is to detect a cat when it's present in an area. So I'll be talking about some initial findings of the research because we are still kind of halfway through the whole project.
You were involved in the organizing of this conference.
Yes.
Why was it so important to bring together experts, and why is this research generally on wildlife management so important in Aotearoa?
So obviously, as a scientist, I would say that for any wildlife management issues or problems, that we should have scientifically informed strategies and planning, basically, in order to achieve successful wildlife management. So this conference is organized by the Australasian Wildlife Management Society, and this brings together experts not only just from Aotearoa, but also experts from Australia as well, actually the whole of Australasia region. Collaboration in science is always the way to progress forward in science. So it's important to bring everyone together to share ideas and to share findings. And one of the cool thing about the conference is it's not just bringing in scientists, but it's also popular among wildlife practitioners. So we don't just talk about the science, but we also understand actually the challenges that the wildlife managers on the ground are facing, and we can try to think about ideas in science to help them with more efficient management strategies.
What are you most excited about? What are you most hoping you'll get coming out of this event from other researchers maybe, or from just the collaboration or the coming together of people who are working in this space?
So I know that there's quite a few people who work in the same field as me, like trying to estimate population densities. And I mean, in my research, I've seen quite a lot of challenges actually analyzing the data. So for myself, I'm looking very much forward to connect to some of these researchers who also have experience in the same space modeling populations, and to see if they might actually be able to give me some advice or tips or their experience actually in modeling population densities.
How have technological developments in recent years changed or uplifted in a way how you do your work?
I mean, the heated topics recently have always been AI. Me, myself, I don't work a lot in the new technologies like product kind of space. But AI, for example, like use a lot of camera monitoring in our research. And for example, the AI has been helping us basically to save time in analyzing the data. Like there are lots of technologies trying to use AI to identify objects and animal species even in the pictures that we are collected. And sometimes there are even cameras that already have AI models incorporated in the camera. So when you put it out in the field, the cameras already tells you remotely if it's connected to the satellite or your cellular network, it detects an animal and it will tell you what animal it is. And in general, all these kind of new technologies is always trying to aim at more efficient and more higher efficacy in wildlife management. And I think that's the most important thing that we can get out of all these new development technologies.
What are you looking forward to in the next few years in terms of what kind of research questions or research focus you'll pursue?
In the coming years, obviously, as I mentioned, I was still halfway through the cat population density project. I would very much like to complete this project and trying to project basically a map, develop the map of cat populations over the whole country. And I'm hoping that this work can help with actually prioritizing the area for cat management. And once you understand which areas have the most cats and understand which areas they are easier to detect, then the next step I would be to think to develop the relationship between cat impact on native species and cat population density. In science, we call it the density impact function. So it's literally trying to work out the relationship of whether the higher number of cats results in higher impact of them on native species. And sometimes this relationship is not strictly linear. And understanding this would then allow us to actually have practical management goals. So you can actually think about what is the actual number of cats that we want to achieve in order to protect a certain area to achieve good biodiversity and conservation benefits. So I think that's the one thing that I would very much like to develop further in the coming years.
That was the Bioeconomy Science Institute's Dr. Sei Wing Yu on this week's Wildlife Conference in Queenstown.
That was The Green World.